Jesus at my side, and the peace of God within my soul. I will trust my Savior as my guide, to keep me safe, to make me whole. I can find God's love in all I see. It's around me everywhere I go. I rejoice in all God gives to me, to bring me joy, to help me grow. My life's a song I will sing for the Lord, a song of thanks, a song of praise, a gift of love that I will share with people everywhere. My grateful song I raise. I will live in faith and have no fear, for the Lord teach me right from wrong. I believe that God is always near to give me hope, to make me strong. I will serve the Lord in every way and proclaim the power of His word. I will my talents every day to show God's love to all the world. My life's a song I will sing for the Lord, a song of thanks, a song of praise, a gift of love that I will share with people everywhere. My grateful song I raise. My life's a song I will sing for the Lord, a song of thanks, a song of praise, a gift of love that I will share with people everywhere. My grateful song I raise, my song of
that. This past Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we had our annual summer pastor's retreat up at Pacific Union College. Yeah, it was smoky up there too. And the main presenter this year was Dr. Arlene Taylor. And she shared with us, of course, things about the brain. And one of the things that she shared about the brain that, as I was thinking about communion today, I really thought tied in very well, and that is that she says that the brain thinks primarily in pictures, that concepts have a hard time sinking in until the brain actually puts it into a picture. Once it's in a picture, the brain gets it. It's a one-stop process. Once the brain sees it, it's got it. And I would like to think that since Jesus is the creator of our brains, and since Jesus is the one who gave us the service today, that one of the reasons that Jesus did so much teaching using stories and parables and symbols is that word pictures made it easier for his hearers to learn and to remember. Shortly before Jesus was about to leave his disciples, when he was here before, and go back to heaven, he gave them some word pictures. He gave them some symbols, some enacted word pictures to help them learn, to help them remember some important lessons. In a few moments, we're going to separate for the foot washing service. The scripture that Irma read was about Jesus talking about the foot washing service. And I believe one of the lessons that Jesus teaches in the foot washing is that we need his continual cleansing and forgiveness. Now, we don't have, most of us don't have sandals on our feet, and we've been walking out on dirty, dusty roads. But that would have been a very visible, visual symbol, picture to the disciples as they came in with dirty feet, washed, had their feet washed in water, and the water turned dirty. They needed cleansing. Now, another symbol that we don't partake in today, but I think there is one next week, and that's baptism. Baptism is a symbol of the death of Jesus, his burial, his resurrection. And as we as Christians accept what Jesus has done for us, that leads to us dying to sin and living, resurrecting to a new life. However, you know, a lot of Christians struggle with the fact that after they have been baptized, they have problems. They fall, they sin, they struggle. And I think Jesus, knowing human nature, realized that we would need continual reminders of our need for his forgiveness and his cleansing. So we don't need rebaptism over and over and over again. We have a mini baptism in our denomination 4 times a year. A mini baptism, a reminder that we continually need the forgiveness, the cleansing of Jesus. Jesus is always there offering his help. You know, another thing that the foot washing service teaches me is, you know, we don't go and wash our own feet. We wash one another's feet. That as we serve and help one another, that's the way that Jesus works in his church. He uses us to bless one another. He works through us helping one another. And not only does that help others, but as we wash others' feet, we ourselves are blessed. Many times when it's a new experience for somebody, and there's not many churches, not many denominations that do foot washing service anymore. And when people come and they experience it, they're many times very, very leery of being involved in the foot washing service. And yet, once they get into it and they get involved with it, many times people say, wow, what an opportunity. What a humbling experience. What an opportunity for forgiveness, for cleansing, for healing. After we wash one another's feet, we of course come back, we eat and drink. The symbols that are in the trays here in front of me, the symbols of Jesus' body and blood, symbols that remind us of the centrality of the death of Jesus. He poured out his very life, his blood, the grape juice. He poured out his very life for us. He offered himself, his body, broken body, the broken bread for our salvation. And just as we eat and drink this bread, this juice, we are reminded that we literally need to eat into ourselves the character of God. We need to take that into us. It's not a cannibalistic service. Early Christians were accused of being cannibals because they said they're eating the body and drinking the blood. No, it's a spiritual service. It's symbols, reminder, pictures that we need to ingest the character of God into our lives daily. Just like we eat daily, we daily need that spiritual renewal. And as what we eat and drink becomes part of us, so the character of God becomes part of us as we take it into us. For how long are we to do this? Jesus says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim his death until he comes. So that ties our Sabbath school lesson right in with the communion, doesn't it? We're to keep doing it until Jesus comes. Looking both directions, back to his first coming and his death, and forward to the fact that he is coming again. Symbols, word pictures. So our sermon today is primarily going to be illustrated, enacted, partaken of by us as we do these symbols together today. We're going to separate for our foot washing services. All believers are invited to take part with us. The women will go back to the youth chapel. The men over here to the early teen classroom. Then the married couples and families back down at the end of the fellowship hall. If you choose not to partake in the foot washing service but would like to take part in the communion, you're welcome just to remain quietly seated in meditation until we come back, and we'll come back in just a few moments and take part of the symbols of Jesus' body and blood. Let's now separate for the foot washing service.